Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Chris Brown, your host of Chris Brown's True Stewardship, where you can call in and ask any question you want, or maybe give me a testimony that is about stewardship, about managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory, living this life intentionally for the Lord. And again, this is your show, and you can call in at 866-357-3283. Again, that's 866-357-3283. And as you're calling in, I want a couple of reminders for you. Make today the day that you sign up for the Do Christmas Right $100,000 giveaway. That's right. We're giving away $100,000 in cash and prizes here at Ramsey Solutions. And you can change your future by winning life-changing books, our most popular classes, and even cashola. Find out more at stewardship.com. And of course, we have so many incredible gifts available at stewardship.com to help make a future bright. Don't miss out. Now it's here. It's December 9th, 16 days left until Christmas, till the big day. Traffic is picking up. Stores are getting packed. And it's definitely beginning to cost a lot like Christmas. And I don't know if you've seen that, but those prices are rising as the demand goes up and the supply goes down. So make sure you get all over your Christmas shopping now before it gets worse. But again, the number is 866-357-3283. From Orange County, California, this is Julio. Julio, how you doing?
Hi. Hi, Chris. Doing good.
Good. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm in a unique situation. Recently sold my home. After end of sale, I received just under $100,000, $99,000 and change.
Okay.
I have some debt. I had a personal loan for $18,000. Some of it was to consolidate credit, and also a personal loan to pay for the renovation of my home before I sold it. I just recently paid off that $18,000 loan, and I have a $19,000 car loan, and right now I have over $84,000 still in my bank. I'm thinking of paying off my car loan. I would like to own some property, but I also have student debt of $60,000. So I could pay off all my debt, but then I have no money to buy any property, but I do really want to buy property. So I'm kind of struggling on how to go about this.
All right. Are you familiar with Financial Peace University?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So I'm going to walk you through what we call our baby steps. And we've counseled millions of people over the last 20 years. And, we've canceled, you know, these folks go through these baby steps. And so we've looked at the entire scriptures, right? 2,350 verses that have to do with money and possessions. And then, of course, we've counseled these millions of people, and we've kind of boiled it down to seven baby steps of how you succeed with money. And so baby step number one is to make sure that you set aside $1,000. That's it. $1,000 to begin with. And that's kind of like in case a flat tire happens. Okay. It's just like a little emergency fund, so you don't have to swipe a credit card. The second one is to pay off all debt. So baby step two is to pay off all debt using a debt snowball. You're not going to have to do that because you have enough money to pay off all your debt with one lump sum. We'll come back to that in a minute. Mm-hmm. Baby step three is to make sure that you have 3 to 6 months saved of 3 to 6 months of expenses saved up. The reason why that's a range is because it's your risk tolerance. If you only want 3 months saved, that's fine. If you want six, that's fine as well. But 3 to 6 months of expenses, not income, of expenses. Then four is when you start investing. You're going to invest 15% of your household income every single month. And then baby step five is to save up for college for your kids. Baby step six is to pay off a primary mortgage, which is your non-consumer debt. And baby step seven is to build wealth and give, now that you have no payments. So with you, what I would do with that $83,000 in the bank, I would, the first $1,000 you'd put towards your, you'd go through the baby steps, would go through that, that money market account where it's liquid and it's sitting right there in the account. Then I would pay off your debt. So 60 would be gone. Boom. You pay off your student loans. And, what is your income?
$70,000 a year.
Okay. So your car, the $19,000 in your car, I'm going to tell you to keep that. Normally I would say sell it, but actually, that is in your income range. A $19,000 car is appropriate. So you're going to take, pay off that 19 as well. So that's 79 gone out of your 83. Plus you already have $1,000 in your emergency fund. So now you're completely out of debt. Baby step two is gone. Now you're on to baby step three. So all the remainder, that 3,000 that's left, you're going to put that in your baby step three, and you're going to build that up to about $20,000, which would be 3 months of your expenses. Well, I don't know what your expenses are, but let's just say $18,000 to $20,000. And then you're going to get into investing. But that's how you're going to, that's how you do it, my friend. So I guess that's a long way to answer. That's for our listeners also, how I'd go through that, that decision-making process. But the quick answer is pay off all your debt.
Okay.
And I know that's not what you want to hear because you want to get a house.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know that's what you want to do, but that's not how successful people do it. They get rid of the debt, and what happens is you're getting all the ankle weights off of your ankles and off of your wrists, and removing all of this baggage, so that you can not just walk in the race, you can run. And so now you've got $5,000 a month that you're taking home, and you are running. You've got it all available to you. You're not paying any payments. And so now you can really start getting into some investing and saving up for a house. And you don't get the house until you can put 20% down on a, and then you want to make sure you get a 15-year fixed mortgage, not a 30-year. And when that payment is below 25% of your take-home pay, you are now ready to buy a house.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's so that you can continue to succeed and grow along your financial journey, but removing risk from your life so you can sleep well at night and you're keeping margin in your life. That 3 to 6 months of expenses is huge because that allows you to sleep well at night. It's not your eternal security, of course. It's your earthly security. It's your just your practical security on anything that happens. If something big happens in your life or some major health concern, that you're prepared. You won't have to go borrow. If you decide you want to, you know what, I want to change careers and I need to take one semester of college and it's going to cost $7,000, you can do it. If you get fired, now you can live for 3 or 4 months. So that's the reason why that's there, so you can sleep well at night.
I see.
All right. So that's the way you do it. And then Julio, the next time you get, you get some money, now you're starting to put that, put that towards that house, but get rid of the debt.
Yeah. Cause my goal is to create wealth. And I think you gave me the information I need to make those steps to move towards that goal.
Yeah. You said you weren't familiar with Financial Peace University. So what I want to do is I want to actually give it to you. I want to give it to you. So we have a home study that as soon as I hang up, Amanda will pick up and she's going to hook you up with a Financial Peace University home study. And you can just go through that and go through the steps and it'll teach you all the ins and outs of everything I just explained.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, Julio. Thank you so much for your call. Well, folks, you can email in. Stacy just emailed in. She says, what is the best way for me to tithe from my business? Currently, I figure out what I should be tithing from my profits, and then I pay myself that amount in addition to my salary. Then I tithe that extra amount in addition to the tithes coming from my personal income. This is just difficult to keep track of this way. Is there a better way? Should I tithe from my business profits separately from my personal income? Stacy, you're the owner, and there is no profit until you have it. So here's what I would recommend. Pay yourself an honest salary and tithe off of that, and you're done. That was that month's actual profit. The rest is not profit yet. Its purpose is to be determined. It's really treated as retained earnings, and you can use those earnings a lot of different ways, for utilities, to acquire more property, to acquire more equipment. It could be to buy another company. That's money that's retained earnings for the economic machine that is creating a net increase in your life. And that net increase is only what you take home. So give yourself an honest salary and tithe off of that. Our next call comes in from Houston, Texas. This is Amber. Amber, how are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. How can I serve you?
Well, I just need to know what is the best way to get out of the timeshare that I got into in a season of stupidity about a year and a half ago. And I have tried to go through a real estate agent to sell it, and I'm not getting a lot of feedback from them. It's been several months, and I've called and left messages and things, and honestly, they've let me know that they have listed it and have advertised, but that's the most they can do at this point.
Yeah.
And
how much is it?
I didn't know if there was, it's altogether, it's roughly $10,000.
Is that the worth or how much you owe?
No, that's, well, no, it's, I owe a little less than that, but that's, right now that's about the worth. It's, but it's a lifetime thing. I mean, once I have it, it's deeded to me or it's mine, but I mean, I can't afford it. I'm a single mom and I have a mortgage and I have a car note, and it's just too much. And I need to, I just was foolish and made a bad choice, and obviously I'm paying for it now, but I just didn't know if I could do a Craigslist type listing, or if there was another way that I could, if there's any other way. I've actually even called the timeshare company, and they said that, you know, I have to work through a real estate agent, and because it's an actual, you know, it's kind of like an actual second mortgage type thing. So,
isn't there a real estate broker, a real estate office that's part of their company?
Yeah.
Don't they sell their own properties?
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was thinking that I was going to be a part of whenever I listed it, and it's through Strumman Realty, and it's off of it's close to the area. It's off of Lake Conroe, and so that's why I thought it would be, you know, easy to just, they would just turn it back over to sell it, and they but they're not. They're just not really working with me, and I didn't know if there was any other options or if I needed to go talk to somebody specifically.
Yeah, well, there's two options, Amber. One of them, I try to tell folks that go back to that company, the listing company for the timeshares, and offer them this $10,000 timeshare for $7,000 that you're going to let them list it for. You're going to take a hit, and then you're also going to give them a, you know, like say 2% bonus for their commission rate. So you just move yourself to, so now they're more motivated and incentivized, and it is the best value for the price. You just put yourself at the top of the list of the best thing that's marketable.
Okay.
Now, if they won't do that, there's another option. And actually, I would check both of these out. TimeshareExitTeam.com. TimeshareExitTeam.com. And they are the best in the country by far. They're 800-pound gorilla in the space of getting people out of timeshares with the least amount of penalties possible.
Oh, great. Okay.
So, yeah, I've actually spoken with the president on the phone, and he gave me the whole lowdown of like an hour long of their process, and it's impressive. So if anyone's going to get you out of this, it'd be them.
Okay. Now, will they require money up front? Because the realty company that I went through did require a small amount up front to get it listed and to whatever, all the information to put it out there.
Yeah, this is not about listing it. They're not going to list it and sell it. They're actually going to go, they're going to go battle the contract for you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. Battle the clauses in the contract and get you out of it legally.
Wow, okay.
So it's a different method. So, but do you want to talk with them about all the ins and outs of that? But that's a great alternative.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Amber. All right, well, folks, I want to tell you about a resource that I don't really talk about a whole lot on this show, and I need to because my kids absolutely love it. What if your kids could understand the value of money and hard work now and not how many of us are learning these things, you know, as adults? And what if you could teach your kids some of the same money-saving principles that you hear on this show? If you're not sure how to get started, the Financial Peace Junior Adventure Pack is the best way to inspire your kids about money. It's an incredible opportunity to teach your kids how to steward God's blessings through storybooks, through tools, and one of my favorite pieces, Financial Peace Junior. Financial Peace Junior is packed with tools and resources for parents like you and I that will show you how to begin talking to your kids about money. Right now, you can find the Financial Peace Junior Adventure Pack for only $45 at stewardship.com. Now, those of you that are listening and you're single and you're like, hey, listen, I don't have kids. Man, maybe this is something for maybe a niece or a nephew, or maybe it's for a cousin. I'm not sure. But to head over to stewardship.com to find this deal in addition to the other incredible gifts that are available.
Thank you for being with us today on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. If you'd like to speak with Chris, let us know in your email or call us, and we'll make sure and get in touch with you. You can email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call him at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. Let's continue now with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
All right, next on the line from Mesa, Arizona, this is Annie. Annie, how you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm better every day. How can I help you?
Good. Well, it's a little bit scary, but I wanted to get some financial opinions and advice from people who know they're talking about rather than just family members who may not necessarily have the most clear view. My husband and I are currently separated. And one of the conditions that he's considering in staying with our family is to deal with our finances and to sell our home to pay off debt. And so for the sake of my sweet children, I want to try to figure out the best that I can how to reconcile and how to make our home a happy one. And I've just started reading Dave Ramsey's book, and so I'm starting to catch the vision of why it's so important. And so, yeah, I'm looking for some outside guidance from an expert.
Okay, how much debt do you have?
So total is like 32. There's 10 on a credit card, 11,000 on a van, 6,000 on a work truck, and about 5,000 on a water system in our home.
Okay. And what's the income?
A little under 50,000 a year.
And he wants to sell the home to pay off all the debt. And where would you live?
He wants to go rent somewhere. We owe about $114,000 on our home, and we know we could sell it for at least $150,000. Several homes in the area have gone for that. But then after realtor fees and all the other things you're going to be taking out, it would probably be around $27,000, which wouldn't cover all of the debt. It would cover some of it, but not all of it. And my concern is losing the moneymaker of, I mean, we wouldn't have that money if we didn't own that home, and we've only owned it for just under 3 years, and we've only earned that income by living in a home that we own. So that's kind of my concern, but I understand where he's coming from in wanting to sell that and have that liquid asset to pay off these other debts.
Mm-hmm. And are you bringing another plan to the table? Like, what's your plan to get out of debt?
We talked about me having a job. We have a 3-year-old son who's autistic, and my 16-month-old daughter has a medical condition that has required me to be at home quite a bit with them. But he's getting more help now, is starting preschool in a few months, and has habilitation from the state. And my daughter's actually much healthier now and doing great. We've talked in the past about me getting a job like in the evening when my kids are already in bed, so they're not missing time with mom, and trying to just increase that income because we're not making quite enough to be able to really attack this debt in the way that it sounds like would be the best way to do it. So, yeah, we talked about trading in a van. We're upside down in it, so we need to kind of look into more options about whether or not that would be a good choice or not. But
if you were to go back to the workplace, how much would you make a year, about?
That's hard to say. I have a degree in psychology, so most of the jobs I've had don't make a ton. And it would probably be something like a retail job or something in the nighttime that wouldn't make very much money. It wouldn't be a huge income for sure.
If you were to sell and rent, what would that mean for the kids? Would you have to move schools or anything, or would it mess anything up?
He doesn't start preschool until January, and if we stay within the school district, he could probably still go to the same one because it's an early intervention preschool because he's autistic, and so it probably still be the same one. One thing I've talked with his therapist about is that change is really difficult for him, and so that's another concern that I have is for him to, now that he understands what home is, he just learned the word home and knows what that means. I am concerned for that for him, but I also know that having a happy family is more important than keeping the same home. So I'm willing to look at all options to make sure that we provide the best childhood for him, whatever that takes.
Mm-hmm. Is this the only thing that you and your husband are arguing about?
No, he says we're not compatible, but I kind of disagree with that. There are other issues we're trying to work on and to work out.
If you didn't have any of the other arguments, if you didn't have any of the other arguments at all, would this home issue be a big deal?
I think so. It is a major stressor, and I can see it on his face every day that he's so stressed about finances and debt and not being able to get out of it and feeling like you're just running in a wheel and getting nowhere. And so I know that that would relieve a lot of stress and a lot of tension in our home if we were able to figure out how to take some of that load off of his back.
You said that happiness was important in the home. Would that make everything happier in the home?
I don't know if it would make everything happier, honestly, but I think it would relieve a lot of stress for him, and I'm hoping that would help him to feel happier. I know that he's saying he's not happy right now, so
yeah.
I think there's more to it than that, but I know that stress would be relieved, and so that's why I want to consider his option, because I care about him and I care about his happiness and his stress level, but I do think there's other factors that would be inhibiting that happiness.
Yeah. Now, philosophically, have you guys decided like for real, like convicted, decided that you're not going to get into debt again?
Yeah. I've had some guilt about some of the choices I've made, not understanding some of the things I understand now, just even from reading what I have and realizing that I need to change a lot of priorities in my life, but we haven't had a conversation so much together. He's still kind of in a place of deciding what he wants and where he wants to go from here. I hope to have that conversation with him, but
yeah.
As of right now, it's more, I said I would do what research I could on my end and offer suggestions. So,
well, you know, of course, I'm a big get out of debt guy. I'm not against, in this situation, selling the home either. And I actually think, because of all the variables you've told me, I'm not against it. And I think, I'm not as concerned about you're more concerned about the continued appreciation on the house. I'm not as concerned about that. I mean, let's just say it went to 160 or it went to 165. Big deal. But you lived the next 3 years much more happy and you guys weren't separated and almost divorced.
Right.
I'm not against it. I think if that's what gets you guys back in the same home, and I know it's not going to, and I'm agree with you, it's not going to correct everything.
Sure.
But if it's going to relieve 80% of the stress in the home, especially for a child with some disabilities, I like it. There is the fact of like he just got comfortable. Your child got comfortable. But only you know how significant that is. I don't know. Right. I'm not there. I can't feel it. So as you weigh this out from a financial standpoint, and a relational standpoint, I think the best thing you can do for your child is not stay in the same house structure. It's to have a happy home.
Right.
And you can make a home. If you've got the home right, you can make the environment right. But if you've got the right environment and the right walls and structure and multisensory, but you don't have the loving home with it, you've missed the point.
But it doesn't matter. Right?
Yep. So,
yeah, that's why I wanted to research the option, because I do get that at the end of the day, what matters most is that we're people in the house are happy, not where we lay our heads down at night.
So. Yeah, and especially with the stress with the disability, you guys need to be going through that together. You guys need each other. And here's another thing. I just saw that you were calling in from Arizona. I don't know how far Mesa is from Tucson, but I'm assuming it's drivable somehow. How far are you from Tucson?
Tucson is actually like maybe an hour and a half from where I live.
All right. So put this on your calendar. May 4th, I'm going to be out there and I'll be doing a Smart Money conference.
Okay.
And Rachel Cruz, Dave's daughter, and I are going to come out and do pretty much Financial Peace University, all the ins and outs of Financial Peace University in like 2.5 hours. Mark that on your calendar and stay tuned to stewardship.com. We're coming out there and let's stay connected. And when we get the whole ticket system, we're still way out, you know, we're still several months away from that. Sure. But when we get the whole tickets down, stay tuned and reach out to us. And I want to hook you up with some tickets. Okay.
That would be awesome.
All right. And I think that would be a cool money focused, legacy focused date for you and your husband. That would really, really catapult you to the next level.
That'd be great.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the call. Cheering you on.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's an honor. You guys are doing great work and I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Annie. All right, folks. Well, that's it for today. I want to thank you for listening. If you ever have any questions, feel free to email me at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. And of course, you can leave a voicemail at any time. So that number that I give over and over again, 866-357-3283, you can call whether we're on the air or not and leave a voicemail. And we follow up with every single voicemail, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of them. And so don't worry, if you leave the voicemail, you will be followed up with. Finally, be sure to head over to stewardship.com to sign up for the Ramsey Solutions Do Christmas Right $100,000 giveaway. to win cash and to win prizes. Until next time, folks, let's continue to manage God's blessings God's way for God's glory. God bless you.